Welcome to the Word of the Week. This is a weekly podcast inspired by the Word of God. This five-minute podcast will acquaint you with the Word of God by focusing your Bible study on how everyday words are used in Scripture. The personal thoughts I share are based on my spiritual journey and life's lessons. I'm your host, Doreen Newton. Let's get started. Welcome to the Word of the Week for the week of May 12, 2024. The word this week is family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. The meaning of family is a basic social unit consisting of parents and their children, considered as a group, whether dwelling together or not. Any group of people closely related by blood or marriage. A group of people who are generally not blood relations, but who share common attitudes, interests, or goals, and frequently live together. Our scriptures come from Genesis, 2nd chapter, 24th verse. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother, and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. From Romans, 12th chapter, 5th verse. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. From John, 1st chapter, 12th verse, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And from Galatians 6th chapter, 10th verse, so then as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. During my youth, the definition of family was characterized on television and programs where the family was led by a strong male figure, who had a casual yet authoritative style that emphasized the wholesome values of love, respect, and discipline. Shows like Father Knows Best, Leave It to Beaver, Lassie, and Bonanza took place in a small community where any disobedient or non-compliant child would be brought into compliance with the family values through the wisdom of the father. Rarely did those idyllic television programs deal with the harsh realities of issues that complicate the dynamics of family. Issues of poverty, war, race relations, homosexuality, single-parent households, death, nor political certainty or uncertainty, and its impacts on the family were never introduced. Life is far more intricate than what those programs portrayed. Although the Bible defines a family as a husband, wife, and their offspring, the Bible itself provides examples of diverse family structures that go beyond the traditional model. For example, Abraham and Sarah were married. In her youth, Sarah was barren. She offered her servant Hagar to her husband Abraham to bear him a child as her surrogate. Ishmael was born to that union. Sarah's actions led to complications when, in her latter years, she miraculously gave birth to Isaac. This unconventional arrangement highlights the complexities of family relationships and the consequences of inappropriate decisions. Jacob, later known as Israel, married two sisters, Leah and Rachel. The least favorite of his wives, Leah, and her surrogates, had 10 sons, while Rachel, the one he most loved, had 2. God promised Israel that he would be the father of many nations. This extremely complicated family structure entitled the children of both wives and their surrogates to receive the promise. It is from their very unconventional lineage that the 12 tribes of Israel were established. Mary, the virgin mother of Jesus, was impregnated by the Holy Spirit while legitimately married to Joseph. After the birth of Jesus, there were 4 sons and at least 2 daughters born to Mary and Joseph. One can only imagine the complexity of their sibling dynamic. And Jesus discipled many people, with some becoming his apostles. He considered them all a part of his spiritual family as they accepted his authority as the Son of God and the Son of Man, bridging the gap between heaven and earth by offering salvation to humanity and acceptance to all who believed. These examples of families illustrate that God's allowance for the complexity of relationships of humankind cannot be determined nor defined by man. It is only the sovereignty of God that can restrict, determine, or dictate membership into the family of God. and unconditional love, the criteria for membership in the family is beautifully stated in John 1st chapter 12th verse and includes all who believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. A family who includes all who believes does not differentiate among its siblings based on ability, race, sexual orientation, religion, or any other human considerations. All who believe does not categorize, exclude, nor discriminate. So if God can accept all who receive Christ Jesus and who believe in his name, tell me who among us has the authority to determine, qualify, or place limitations on the members of God's family. As the children of God, we have the authority to accomplish one task. We are to love one another and enjoy the family. God bless you. Oreen out. Thank you for joining us for the Word of the Week. You can subscribe to become a member of the Word of the Week-Newton group, which will make you eligible to receive our Word of the Week by email each week, support our show, and give you access to our study journal and other subscriber benefits. You can email me at candonewton@gmail.com. That's candonewton@gmail.com. God bless you. Oreen out.